Welcome. It's time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike. Hi, everybody. We are so glad that you're here. And something else I wanted to tell you about that I'm pretty happy about is Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they cover everything so completely, cattle, horses, rodeo, everything agriculture. You have to check them out. Just go to tsln.com, and that's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. You can subscribe there or gain other timely information.
Something from Anonymous today on the good stuff. Make you think about things. My son's first grade teacher started her own Me Too movement. On the first day of class, she had all of them stand and say what their favorite hobby is, or what their favorite toy is, or favorite food, etc. And if you also like it, you may say Me Too and go stand within that group. The children had so many things in common, they were continuously shouting, Me Too, and moving from group to group. The children instantly realized just how much they have in common with their classmates, and that made them feel less anxious, more relaxed and comfortable, laughing and talking and quickly making friends. Good teachers make the world a better place. Something from Anonymous today.
Very good, very good. Funerals. Here's an old one coming back at you. A priest, a Buddhist, and a rabbi are discussing what each would like to be said at their funeral. The priest said that he would like someone to say, "There is a man who followed the path of Jesus." The Buddhist said that he would like someone to say, "There is a man who strived for enlightenment." The rabbi said that he would like someone to say, "Look, he's moving."
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Avoid chain letters. If you send this message to 20 people within the next 4 days, and each of them send the letter off to 20 other people within 4 days, in 40 days, approximately 10 trillion of these messages will cross in the internet.
Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Oh, chain letters.
Here's something from Rod Nichols, our good friend here with Jim Thompson and the Good Stuff, called The Old Rugged Cross. My life's been blessed across the years with memories I recall. While some were shared by lots of folks, the best were often small, like rolling waves of prairie grass when wind was blown free, a simple hymn by fiddle played that touched the heart of me. I've heard a lot of fiddles played at socials, dance, or fests, and no one has a better time at fiddle prize contests. But on my oath, I swear to you, just one I count as loss, and I not heard that fiddler play the sweet old rugged cross. If it weren't for church or gathering, a cowboy stood alone. He didn't know that I was there, just played that precious song. I guess that was his special way of praying to the Lord, but when his fiddle raised its voice, I had to swallow hard. Each note sang softly to my soul of hills so far away, where God's own Son laid down his life on Calvary that day. I've never heard nor ever felt a hymn so deeply, Hoss. And when that ancient cowboy played that sweet old rugged cross, my life's been blessed across the years with memories I recall. While some were shared by lots of folks, the best were often small, like rolling waves of prairie grass when wind was blowing free, a simple hymn by fiddle played that touched the heart of me. Rod Nichols for the good stuff today. Speaking of the good stuff, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go to visitvalentine.com and check out things to do here in the Valentine area. Wide open spaces, lots of motel rooms, Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, all kinds of river activities, lake activities. Check it out, visitvalentine.com.
Hey, everybody. If swimming is good for your shape, then why do the whales look the way they do?
That's what I wonder.
If white wine goes with fish, do white grapes go with sushi?
I don't think so.
Neither one are processed.
Not a big wine drinker or sushi eater.
So. Either. If you can't drink and drive, why do bars have parking lots?
Well, that's been an age-old question.
If you jog backwards, do you gain weight?
No.
Good to know. Good to know. Why do the signs that say slow children have a picture of a running child?
Good question. All good questions today.
And if you some food for thought.
Yeah, food for thought today. Thanks for listening to the good stuff.